I learned these lessons the hard way, and you absolutely do not have to. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hi, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer. I've been working in the online space as a digital marketing implementer since 2009. Should I even admit that? Yes, I am an OG. I've been around a while, and I just didn't know things at the beginning of my, quote, career. I was kind of like the accidental VA. I think some people can relate to that. You're doing the work, or clients are calling you the VA. You don't even really realize what you're doing with the business that you're sitting on. And I made some crucial mistakes and things I coached my own students not to do. So this is going to be a quickie episode. I just want you to walk away feeling smarter about things and knowing that I'm also human. I think the hardest thing about everything is you just don't know what you don't know. And you need a community to help you and make you feel supported. There's a quote out there, I know you've heard it, but you are the sum of the five people you hang out with. If you're hanging out with go-getters, active people, creative people, you absorb that. You absorb that energy by osmosis. It makes you a better person. I like to use the volleyball analogy. You don't want to play on a team where you're the best player. That's never going to be fun. You're not going to become a better player that way. You've got to surround yourself with people who are going for the same thing, striving to be better, and they lift you up and they make you do better. They push you outside your zone. So be conscientious about who you hang out with. And part of this comes mentorship. Whether you're paying a business coach to help you, you're paying to be in a mastermind, or you're in a community like the digital marketing work group that I have that is a very small community for freelancers. You can't do it alone. It's impossible. It will take too long. It will be costly because you'll waste time and money. You're probably going to mess with your psyche there. There's a lot of perils in this online world, doing the client work, being new at it, juggling the clients, doing new things, and it can be very uncomfortable. So today I want to talk about the three mistakes I made in my virtual assistant business, basically so you don't have to make them. I've learned a thing or two over the years. I've worked with probably nearly 100 different clients. I've been doing everything from hourly work to custom projects and whatnot. So I've definitely had my fair share of ups and downs with clients, and I have a thing or two to share. And just a little caveat, if you are making these mistakes, don't hold yourself back. Don't punish yourself. It's okay. Becoming aware of them and how you're going to solve the problem and get better is just as big as not making them. So now that you know that you shouldn't be doing these things, you can strive to move forward in your business and stop making them. All right, number one. I took way too long to raise my hourly rate. I started off as a freelancer, kind of balancing motherhood and my mom duties, running kids around school. So I wasn't completely booked out. And I think from there, I kind of held myself back thinking I wasn't quite worthy enough because I wasn't booked out, because I wasn't quite treating it as a full-time business. And so I kind of settled with that hourly rate for a good while. I did not raise one of my rates with a client for 3 years. I was doing very intense digital marketing implementation work, and I should have been charging at least double. I just got complacent because I was happy. I was in a happy spot, and I just didn't know. I felt like as a mother and working part-time, I was just lucky to have a job. And really, I should have been looking at the worth I was providing. I was helping her grow a $1 million business. I was doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes tasks that get her business moving that she couldn't do. There weren't enough qualified people to do, and I should have been charging for that. I just didn't know what I didn't know. In hindsight, I would go back and I would increase my prices regularly, especially as you book out. Early on, it can be hard when you're just getting started. And so I like to teach my students to slowly step up and increase their prices. So book a couple clients at a certain price and then up it and then up it. Well, eventually you've got to increase all the clients who are paying the lower original price. And I don't want to say I was too lazy, but I was definitely scared to do that. I was scared that I would lose my clients. I was scared that I wasn't worthy enough for the higher price and whatnot. I felt loyal because I had been working and learned so much under her that I had to give her a discount. And really, if I had just made it part of the process, like yes, increasing my rates, it should have been part of my business model. So constantly be increasing it with my current clients, not just my new clients. Okay, so mistake number one was not raising my rates consistently, at least every year. This is my best tip. So my first mistake was not raising my rates consistently with my current clients. So my best tip is to do that at least once a year. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Mistake number two. For a decade, I did not promote myself. I didn't have my own social media. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a Facebook page. That was a big mistake. Do I regret it? Yes, only because if I had started earlier, my accounts would be so much bigger now. I've done a really good job like building my website the last couple years and blogging and doing content marketing, but I failed at doing social media for myself. Why did I do this? I didn't know any better. Things were a little bit different. And now the digital service providers that we see are so, it's getting competitive. It's becoming common knowledge what we do. And I was so busy doing the client work, I forgot to make time for myself. And I was just kind of lazy about that. I didn't really want to put myself out there. I didn't see the point of it if I was booked out. But now I see that for a longer term, healthier business, you should be seeding that earlier. And that proverb is, if you couldn't plant a tree 20 years ago, the best time is right now. So in 2019, I finally started my Instagram account. It was super painful. Starting a YouTube channel, super painful when I had been doing it all these years for my clients, but I had no proof. And as a freelancer, people, clients, business owners are going to be checking you out. And they're going to be landing on your Instagram to see if you know what you're doing. Even if you're showing up minimally, don't forget to schedule a day for yourself and remember to build your business. It's so easy to get caught up building everyone else's and to neglect yours. So learn from me on that one. Okay. That's mistake number two, is not promoting myself on social, websites, all of it. Okay. Mistake number three is not changing my pricing structure sooner. As soon as I had the digital implementation skills, I should have been charging day rates. I should have been doing more custom projects because you can charge more for that work. I kind of got sucked into the hourly work, was very loyal to my clients to a fault, and that kept me small and that kept my bank account small too. So I highly suggest that if you have a magical skill set, if you can do some kind of work in a package that can be offered with a different pricing model, then do that. I highly encourage you to check out day rates. I have a YouTube video here with Sarah Massey about day rates. I have a podcast about that. I also have a podcast about different pricing models you can look into, because you're not going to want to be hourly forever. Eventually, you're going to want to stop tracking that time. And you're going to want to start doing monthly retainers. And from there, you can progress. And I really like the day rate model because it lets you sit down and do everything that you're good at in one day for one client without all the context switching. And you get paid premium for that. And if you have digital marketing implementation skills, if you can help build a funnel, if you can help do any kind of thing behind the scenes like that, is value-based. clients will pay more for that than just an admin skill. It's just how it is. So anything that involves the websites, copywriting, graphic designs, if you can kind of package that where you get things done in a chunk of time, even if it's a half day, right? Do it. I totally regret not doing that because I definitely would have a higher bank account for my client work if I'd been doing that. The good news is all three of these things I've learned the hard way. I learned this years ago, and now you are understanding what mistakes not to make in your business. Right now, I do a lot of my own client work that is funnel-based. I started doing consultations, which I should have been doing way earlier as well. Going along with the pricing model, if you have a lot of clients who start picking your brain, that is a key for you to step up in the consultation and strategy sector because people will hire you for an hour to talk to you and get your opinion. You're getting a lot of hands-on work on the technical side and the backstage of businesses. You're seeing a lot of things that are working and not working. You're a wealth of knowledge. Don't let people pick your brain for free. Probably bonus mistake number four I've made. So go ahead and set up Acuity, Calendly, and have a way for people to schedule an hour for you where they pay you. Make it $100 for that hour. Start off there. All right. Those are my best tips for not screwing up your business. I shouldn't say it like that. Those are my big mistakes I made, and I hope you can learn from that.
If you found this helpful, if you are nodding your head like, yep, I don't want to make that, or I'm already making that, and you're kind of questioning yourself, come join us in the work group. I have a digital marketing work group for freelancers. It's a networking community. It's a referral community, and it's a place where we stay up to date with advanced trainings. This is where you can find your people. It will help you in the long term. If you just want to get started and it's the beginning for you, hop on my waitlist for the Digital Media VA Crash Course. The name will be changing to be announced, but you can still hop on that waitlist. We'll let you know when it opens. In the meantime, you can join us over in my free Facebook group. We'll link to all of that in the show notes. Figure out where you are and what kind of support you need and find those people who are going to help you. There are so many resources out there. There is no excuse for you to be struggling, trying to figure out everything on your own. You got this? I'll see you next week. We're going to be talking about how to stand out over the competition because, man, is it getting saturated out there. I want you to stand out to your prospects, your leads. I want you to get the gig. I want you to be the one recruited to join the team. So join me next week. We'll get into it with my special guest. Oh, and if you found this helpful, please leave me a review and go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out. All right, I'll see you later. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. I learned these lessons the hard way so you don't have to, and I'm more, but I also want you to realize that, I don't know what I want you to realize. Hang on. Hang out on the team. Oh, sorry. I got a beep on my computer. I think the digital marketing VA group is the, whoop.